The Trump team has also tried to halt another pillar of absentee voting, the drop box. In 2018, in Colorado, one of five states that already votes nearly entirely by mail, 75% of ballots were returned through a drop box or at a polling place in Pennsylvania. The Trump campaign sued against expanding the use of drop boxes, an action that has concerned election officials across the country. Gina Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, said the president's attack on the Postal Service and his refusal to devote enough resources to fix its problems showed his disingenuous motives. "You do all that and then you attack the drop boxes, the alternative to voting safely. It's a pattern of voter suppression," she said. "It's a pattern of voter suppression, and I think it's really reprehensible." Others are looking to head off disqualifying ballots over procedural issues like postmarks and the date of receipt. "Voting shouldn't be a game of gotcha," said Ann Jacobs, the chairwoman of the Wisconsin Election Commissions. The Help America Vote Act passed a large bipartisan votes in 2002 in response to the Florida recount, was meant to help states upgrade and standardize voting procedures, but it gives the Attorney General the power to fix civil suits to enforce its provisions, and some critics said Mr. Barr could use that to step in. Some Democrats said they were less worried about direct intervention by Mr. Trump or Mr. Barr, but said that they could use their positions to prod sympathetic state and local officials to block votes while fostering a narrative undercutting the credibility of a vote count going against the president. "The president has very little, if any, power with how elections are conducted," said Mr. Elias, the Democratic lawyer. "The Trump power is that he has no shame and that his shamelessness has infected his entire political party." He added, "You can't not imagine the party of George Bush or of John McCain or of Mitt Romney or even Reince Priebus saying out loud the things Donald Trump screams out loud on Twitter in the Oval Office and the Rose Garden daily and weekly basis." With prospect of an extended and messy count lasting long past Election Day, new attention is focusing on deadlines set by federal law. Under the so-called safe harbor provision, states have until December 8th to resolve disputes over the results, meaning only 5 weeks, the same deadline that led to Florida recount being called off in 2000, with George W. Bush in the lead. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, warning about, quote, "a nightmare scenario for our nation," introduced legislation on Thursday, extending that deadline on January 1st, giving states 3.5 more weeks to count. The Electoral College would then meet January 2nd instead of December 14th, still in time to provide the results to Congress to ratify the outcome of January 6th as scheduled. In the end, it may depend on how close the count really is. If it is clear one candidate or the other has clear majority in the Electoral College, then I don't think there's much Trump could do if he's a loser and except to complain, said Trevor Potter, the president of the Campaign Legal Center and former chairman of the Federal Election Commission. But if it's close, then I think there is potential for lots of mischief.